This is a download from Newstalk 106 to 108. To download other programs or for more information, go to newstalk.ie.
We're celebrating Kerry football because A Captain's Story, Secrets of Kerry, an amazing new DVD, really perhaps a work of historical significance in many respects, has just been released, and we have one of the men behind it with us, PPI Sports Broadcaster of the Year, Uisce Fogarty. We also have two genuine legends of the game, Donnie O'Sullivan, captain of the 1970 Kerry team, and Maurice Fitzgerald, who features in a special extra interview on the DVD. Uisce, first off, really, what an amazing achievement, to be honest, to interview and to do a feature on all of the captains who have ever led Kerry to greatness. Where did the idea come from, and just how much work went into it?
Well, Jorah, as you said it there now, when you look back at the amount of done and dusted, it was an amazing feat, really, and it was very humbling for us involved. But the main man behind it was a man by the name of Christy Reardon from Castlevine down in South Kerry. He owns his own company down there, CR Videos, and he came to me nearly 3 years ago now, and he said he had this idea in his head for many years of doing this, of interviewing every living, winning Kerry captain. And he said to me, would you mind coming on board and giving a hand? So I said I did, thinking it wouldn't develop what it did. But nearly three years after, then, when you look back at it and we discovered what we had done. So it meant really, Jor, it meant interviewing every single living, winning captain. And then what we set out to do, we set out to interview the nearest relative of every dead captain. And to nearly 100%, we achieved that. And there's some fascinating story, isn't it? And it's absolutely unbelievable when you look at it. But the end result is that the editing that Christy Reardon did it and the work that he put into it, that really made it. It is because we believe, and it's seldom they say self-praise is no praise, but I firmly believe that this is the best, greatest GA DVD that was ever produced in this country. Other people can disagree with me, John.
Oh, yeah, I doubt they will. I don't think anybody's going to have the temerity to do that. Tell me your own personal highlight. I mean, because obviously, Uisce, everybody knows you're steeped in Kerry football. You're, as I said, the sports broadcaster of the year, but your commentaries over the years, I mean, they always get referenced. I saw Ty Kennelly making reference to it in a series of interviews this year as well. Was there one specific story that kind of stood out for you? Was there stuff that even you, with your encyclopedic knowledge of Kerry football, were discovering for the first time?
Well, Jorah, when you ask a Kerry man a question like that, it's like asking a fellow who was the greatest Kerry footballer you ever saw. You can't answer, really, because there were so many greats. The same thing would apply to the DVD, really. What was the greatest part of it? But for me, I think one of the most poignant parts of it was, and one of the most satisfying and humbling parts of it, was sitting down and interviewing a Kerry captain who had not lifted the Sam Maguire Cup. In 1946, Kerry won the replay of the All-Ireland, and Paddy Kennedy was the captain, and Paddy Kennedy, Latimer Sim courses, did. We did the interview with his son at his graveside, but they drew with Roscommon in the draw game, and a man by the name of Gus Crimmins from North Kerry was the captain, and Gus was dropped for the replay, and he took it very, very bad. And Gus Crimmins will be 90 years old in the 15th of January.
Wow.
And we sat down with him and we spoke to him about his life and times and about that day that he was captain and that he was dropped and things in his home. And you should see the way his eyes light up when you were talking to him. And to me, that particular interview, and the next one then, was the oldest living winning Kerry captain. It was a man by the name of Jazz Murphy, 1953. So we visited Jazz. He's a retired guard superintendent in Cork. We spoke to him at his home in Cork, and he's the oldest living. So those two things, but sure, every one of them. The thing about the DVD is it's so captivating, it's so intriguing, that when you go from one to the next, you'll say, this is better than the last one.
Yeah. Maurice Fitzgerald, like, for you, obviously, growing up in Kerry, you know, I mean, you grew up in the presence of legends. To kind of see it finally encapsulated together on a couple of DVDs, I don't know if the rest of the country might finally begin to get a sense of what it means to be part of that whole Kerry tradition.
Yeah, Joe, but of course, I suppose the name says the secret of Kerry captains. I wonder if anybody will find any secrets there. And too many Kerry men give away too many great secrets as to how to win All Ireland. But as Uisce mentioned there himself, that, you know, that this is a phenomenal piece of work. The one thing that struck me about the entire thing, and it is one word really, and it is the humility of all of the families and the captains and the players themselves, because it's one thing to say that this is a fantastic piece of work, but actually just to go through it, the true humility of these men. They're a special group of men. They're a special. For me, growing up as a young child, I suppose, in Kerry, the closest way I could describe this video, what it would mean in terms of how it was growing up as a boy, was as a young child going to Mick O'Connell's house, being brought there, and leafing through some of the old magazines and clippings in a box, and I suppose marvelling and getting lost completely inside in that and being completely captivated by that. And I suppose this is akin to that now as a modern piece. You turn on your video and you know you just get lost in it, and I think it's a piece of work that will stand the test of time. It is being launched now for Christmas by Christy Reardon and Wishy, but I think it is a piece that you would be able to revisit, and it is something that will stand the testament. I mean, I'm sitting here next to Donny Sullivan, won his first All-Ireland, or not his first, but Captain Kerry, I suppose I was just born, and here I am sitting next to him, and he's one of the icons and legends of the game down in Kerry. And you know, it's a phenomenal thing to gather all of this information, and it's something that needed to be done. I think it was a fantastic initiative by Christy Reardon himself, actually an outstanding athlete in his day in Castlevania. He's a neighbour of mine, and I think he brought a lot of that tenacity and stubbornness and guile to this thing, and he's reproduced, I think, a phenomenal piece of work.
Can I just ask you, you mentioned there, like, being a kid and going through the clippings in Mick O'Connell's house, was that something that he kind of, would that have been, would there have been other kids there, or was that something that you kind of, because you were such an amazing footballer, that it, like, how did that happen? How did that relationship build?
Well, literally my dad and Mick themselves were very close friends. My dad was his best man at a wedding, and this was going to his house where his parents would have kept the box. Mick, I can assure you, wasn't keeping any clippings himself. But I remember tumbling on this box anyway that was hidden away in a room, and there and thereafter, I suppose, any trips made to the house, that was my din, I suppose, and I got completely and utterly immersed in that thing, and for sure I imagine it had a huge influence in me. And that, looking at this video in the last couple of weeks and seeing the work, it brought back all of those memories to me, because to me it's a sense of going back. It's a history, it's a collection, it goes through, there's many different stories and things that, you know, we need to find out more about Wishy possibly. There are many things I'd love to sit down and talk to you about, you know, that you learn in a couple of, maybe 10 minutes per captain, that you'd like to revisit in even more detail again. So I'm sure it's going to be a great talking point, and there'll be many more hours. I think you mentioned 100 hours of footage that was gathered. I think Christy Reardon mentioned it was over 100 hours, and it's a 4-hour tape, so there's a lot of stuff that
there's a second DVD's worth there at least. Tony, just listening to Morris talk about kind of the tradition and how it's handed on from one footballer to the next, and kind of from one generation to the next, did you feel part of that when you were a kid? Did you feel a part of that when you were retired from playing football as well?
I'm not being a politician or anything now, could I just say, before I go back to that, that admiration for Wishy and Christy Reardon, that's all, I'll say no more, because of the amount of work. I thought would be, when I heard of this, it would be Kathleen Mavone in a Never Never thing. And secondly, more importantly, I think the reason one of the reasons we're here too, it's not a commercial effort. It's back to voluntary work. And volunteerism, you see, and whatever, if there's any profit in it, it's going to designated charities in Kerry.
Mm.
So I think that's very important as well in this day and age, or for the past 10 or 15 years, that it's voluntary work and it's not for money or gain or anything else.
Yeah, I mean, again, it just kind of adds to the historical significance of the whole thing, that anybody who's interested in football from any part of the country is going to be interested in this, because the stories are so absolutely remarkable.
Yeah, and then I think the fact, again, that it's what should be one of the great strengths of the GAA was the voluntary work and the community, based on the community, and that's very much in evidence here.
It's the humility, I think, that has already been mentioned, this kind of sense that you hold something in trust for future generations.
Exactly, yeah, I would agree. And the thing with it is that I think as somebody who's captain, is kind of a lottery, really, if you're in the right place at the right time. But you're representing not only the players, I think, that, you know, in that DVD as well, not only the players of the team, the complete panel, but the people of your own community. And I think that's what makes it important. And what I've seen of the DVD, it would be, it's almost a reflection of, not about individuals, it's about people, community.
A culture?
Yeah, and of almost a social history of Kerry, if you delve that bit deeper. Going back, if you went back to Civil War, the turbulent 1930s, and on from there. And I think there was a point in place. You mentioned about Gus Cremins, which is very important. There was also two people, Phil O'Sullivan, who was buried in New York, which you discovered, Wish, I think, and the other man, and it was captain, was in 1930s, yeah. Tom Gage O'Connor. Yeah. He was out in Rockaway, knew him there. So they had scattered abroad and gone to make a living and so forth.
I'm going to give everybody an opportunity to pick up a copy of this DVD. We've got five to give away. I'll give you the question at the end of the piece, actually, lads, because, Morris, I wanted to go back to this. It can't be a coincidence that this county has produced such great footballers who are almost, to a man, so humble. Is that really just part of the culture of Kerry football?
Well, I suppose, look, it's hard to put words and define it, but, you know, there are influences. The likes of Donington were fantastic influences on me growing up. I was fortunate to cross the road from me was Jack O'Shea, and I think Jack O's mentioned, obviously, in the video and has his own piece. He captained Kerry twice, Weesh, if I'm correct, in 83 and 1991. I was playing in 91 when we were beaten by Downing in All-Ireland semi-final. So, you know, not everybody gets to have the opportunity, as they say, Donny, to walk up the steps. Jack O, to me, was one of the great Kerry heroes, and yet he never got to lift to Sam Maguire. So, you know, they are a special band of brothers. Donny mightn't like to admit it, but I would look at them and, you know, in awe.
Really, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Certainly would have grown up as a child hoping to wear maybe the green and gold, and the idea of maybe being captain of a successful Kerry team. Yes, there's a degree of luck, but there's a lovely system as to how one actually is picked as captain, which I strongly believe in. It has often been questioned, but I think it's a fantastic system where all of the community and all of the club get behind their local club team or their divisional board side who didn't get an opportunity to nominate a Kerry captain. So I think it's a fantastic system personally, and it gives many opportunities to many players who otherwise may not have had that, such as Darren Sullivan was a great example last year, coming from a very small rural club in Glencare, and his divisional board side of Mid Kerry winning the county championship, affording him the opportunity then to captain Kerry to a successful title, being the last Kerry captain. As we had our own and Declan O'Sullivan twice, which was a phenomenal achievement in itself to achieve it twice. So there is a great community and club mentality that actually makes a contribution towards that particular person getting the opportunity to captain Kerry, and then of course fortunate if they can to win it at all. So yeah, I think they're a special band of brothers, no doubt.
That's really interesting, isn't it, though, that perhaps actually by not having an appointed captain, there is no cult of personality. It's not behind one single individual who has to appoint himself as the leader. It's almost as if everybody then has to assume an equal responsibility for the leadership of the team, Weeshy.
That's right, sure. And as Morris said there, rightly so, Donny captain Kerry in 1970 because his club, Spa, won the East Kerry division, and then East Kerry won the county championship. My own club mate, Johnny Cullity from the Killarney Legion, because East Kerry won the county championship. So it makes it gives everybody that opportunity and great players that opportunity to come out and to captain their team, as you said there, John. One thing I'd just like to say is in relation to the DVD and the two lads that are sitting there, both their stories, if you like, as the DVD unfolded and as the months and the years slipped by into the second or third year, we discovered that in actual fact we were doing a history of Kerry football. It was developing like that. It was fascinating stories being uncovered. So we decided that we'd expand it that little bit. We have to include Morris Fitzgerald in this DVD, never captain Kerry to win it. We have to include Sean Murphy, a legendary figure who was on the best ever Irish GA team of all time. We have to include Jack O'Shea and Mick O'Dwyer and people like that. So we went to all those and we did interviews with all those and we included that. But one very particular thing, Jar, is, and Donny Sullivan is sitting alongside me, when we interviewed Donny Sullivan, in actual fact, we asked all the captains about their being captain and would they all agree with the method that you said. And they all agree with what we are discussing. But Donny Sullivan, in his interview, and you can see it on the DVD, when we asked him what was his greatest day in Croke Park, he never said it was captaining Kerry. He never said he scored. He never said he played in all the six defensive positions or played centre field, or he never brought Kerry all around the world. He said, my greatest day in Croke Park, he said, was sitting down in the stand with my two sons, because one of them had recovered from cancer and we thought he was going to die, and I sat down and watched the Isle Island. That was my greatest day in Croke Park. So that to me really was a very, very special moment on the DVD, and it still holds something very special to me because I think it summed up everything that I love about Kerry football.
Yeah, Donny, I mean, the thing I suppose that comes across very clearly from the DVD as you watch it, and you watch all these iconic figures of the game just chatting away about what it means on a, and talking about their emotions in a way that perhaps Irish men don't frequently do. But it was such a gentle kind of almost stroll through the history of Kerry football with these greats.
Well, maybe, what do they say about enlightenment? Some people are born with it. Others have enlightenment thrust upon us. But I think if you haven't humility, it will be thrust upon you. And I give an example of that because Morris is sitting here when the Kerry team, you're probably too young to remember, in the 70s, late 70s, 80s, were finished. Their forwards, say, Mikey Sheehy, John Egan and so on. They'll never be their likes again. And straight away, Morris was chulled. Was back playing senior, who was just as good as the best ever, and following him, Colm Cooper. So it keeps on going, and hopefully it will go on for another century.
Mm.
But at ease, I think, I hope people are as humble as they look, because that's the, we can be put down so easily, and we're so strong. I'm talking about people, and at the same time, we're so fragile. And I think I'd hate to be the syndrome of the older I get, the better I was.
Yeah.
We were only fair enough and we survived.
Morris, there is this real sense, though, that everybody just decided that this was going to be such an important project that the thing to do was to be completely open and honest, and there was no holding back, no sense that this isn't, it was a drag or it was difficult, or it's just, it is so gentle and so easy, and as a result of that, everybody seems to tell their truth.
Yeah, well, I think that's, in fairness, is a fantastic tribute to Weeshie and Christy. And in fairness, it's worth mentioning John Sullivan as well, who, I think he carried out one of the interviews there with Mick O'Dwyer. Is that
Christy's
right?
Christy's son, Tony.
Is that right? And Christy's son, yeah, Tony. And I think that's a fantastic credit to them, because you only have to be in their company, believe you me, for a few minutes to know that it has a nice, easy flow. And I think that comes across in the whole CD from start to finish with all of the people. And I think everybody who took part in it enjoyed it, and in many respects it was and is a very serious story being told, but in a way that is in a lovely, gentle, flowing fashion, and it's easy watching, as I say. And another nice thing is that, you know, while there's 4 hours and it sounds like a lot to look at a thing, I think you pick out maybe 10 minutes here and there, Weeshie, and, you know, you'd pick your moments and pick your players or your icons, and, you know, maybe you'd come back to it again. So it's one of those things that I think you'd leave through it and come back to it.
Was there one in particular that you thought, yeah, this is amazing?
Well, you know, when it comes to Mick O'Connell, I suppose I find it very hard to look beyond him, and the more I know, the more I need to know. And while all of the stories are legendary and are there in front of me, and being around him and with him and in and out of the house and everything, I'm still, you know, mesmerised by it all. So yeah, he'd be the first, you know, that I've looked at 2 or 3 times over. So there you go.
Weeshie, you've lifted a rock, and underneath it there's 100 more stories to come. What's going to happen next now? What's next on your next 3 years? What's the project?
There is, well, for the next 3 years, the main project now is that people would think that this is good enough to go out and buy it. And as Donny said, there is far charity, there's nobody making any bob out of it, as the fella said. But what's the next project? Well, I can tell you, the next project is the Caseys of Sneem. They were one of the most famous sporting families that the world has ever seen. There were 7 brothers down there, and they were picked to row in the Olympic Games for England, and yet have won 7 or 8 gold medals in different 7 races. But they're all dead and buried now. But Christy O'Riordan, who's the man behind this project with the DVD, he has unseen material of their lives.
Wow.
We went to Texas 3 years ago and met one of their wives, and she handed over all the family heirloom of them. So George, you asked me what was the next project. I think that's the next project. But to go back to the DVD very briefly, as I said, it's a history of Kerry football, and Morris's father, for the first time ever, he captained Kerry in 1957. He speaks in the DVD. We have a lovely interview with him. And finally, there's a nice bit of romance in it too.
Yeah.
Because Phil O'Sullivan, who captained Kerry in 1926, he immigrated from Tussis. The field down there is called after him. And he immigrated with the Kerry team in 1926. He captained Kerry in 24. And when they went to New York, they were at a banquet. There was 1,000 people at the banquet. He was a beautiful singer. And the girl playing the piano was Kathleen O'Sullivan. He went up and joined her to singing a song, and fell in love with her, stayed in America, married her. they had a very poor marriage. She became an alcoholic. Phil O'Sullivan died desolate, died on his own in a hospital in America, was buried in a pauper's grave. And his niece, Annie Hegarty, who's 90 years old, still alive, told us this story.
Wow.
But eventually, a group of people in America came together, his friends from Two Sist, and they put a headstone over his grave, and all that is contained. And Annie Hegarty's story about Phil Sullivan is one of the most amazing, most sad, most beautiful, one of the most romantic stories that I have ever heard in relation to any Kerry captain, even the men that are with me here.
That's unbelievable stuff, lads. It's been a real privilege to spend some time in your company. We wholeheartedly recommend that everybody goes out and buys the DVD. A Captain's Story, Secrets of Kerry. Although, as Maurice Fitz says, I'm not sure how many secrets you get, but you'd certainly get loads of truth. Lads, thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to this Newstalk 106 to 108 podcast. To download other programmes or for more information, go to newstalk.ie.